Members of Ukraine security services run for cover as the sound of a shell cuts through the air and explodes close by. In the basement, a group of elderly residents is hiding. During a brief lull, they emerge from the shelter, dazed and terrified. The police tell them to get into the vehicle quickly. Another shell explodes. Their car passes a body on the street. Just a few kilometres south, the wreckage of what were people's homes still burns. This is Lysychansk, one of the two remaining cities that Russia doesn't control in the Luhansk region. The Ukrainian army says Russian forces have destroyed the last of three bridges that used to connect the city with neighbouring Severodonetsk over the river to the north, potentially making it very difficult for soldiers, volunteer units, and what the Ukrainian military says are many civilians refusing to leave or trapped inside. "We are civilians. Why are they shelling us?" says Evgenia. "We don't have anyone here, no soldiers. Why are they bombing?" says her friend. They stand by a grave where one of their two neighbors was hastily buried in recent days.
"And they all ask this question, why don't you leave? But where are we supposed to go? This is our land, we grew up here, we live here, our mothers and fathers are buried here in the cemetery."
These residents line up to get water from a fire truck. Ukrainian authorities say there's been no water or electricity for days. Unexploded rockets are stuck in the earth and rubble. People here say Russian shelling is increasing all the time.
"They started shooting very hard. Many people began to leave, or at least the ones who had somewhere to go."
Military analysts say most of Ukraine's Soviet-built weaponry has been destroyed. The Ukrainian army says it needs more long-range artillery and tanks if it is to stop the Russian advance. Ukraine's Western partners have already sent or promised to send military hardware worth billions of dollars. Ukraine says it's nowhere near sufficient and it's not getting to the front lines fast enough. As NATO defence ministers are scheduled to meet in Brussels on Wednesday, there are many Ukrainians increasingly asking whether the West can sustain or even build upon its level of military support. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.